Okay.
We're gone.
We're going to call the meeting to order at 6:06 tonight. And if we can start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. I don't think there are any public comments. At least we haven't received any. You have a couple of minutes to raise your hand if you have a public comment, which is 3 minutes. It's just a statement that you have. It's not really a response time, but if you have something that you want to say or to present, you have 3 minutes to present it. Any hands?
No hands.
Excellent. Okay, move on. Okay, we're going to move on to our order of business, but we're going to we have the minutes of the March 29th special meeting. We've all had an opportunity to review those minutes. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to those? Board members, any additions or corrections? Any additions or corrections?
None for me.
Hearing none, can I have a motion to accept those?
I so move.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Motion carried. Okay, we're going to skip around with the head of school report because many of our administrators and people are at the IDEA Awards. We do have quite a few nominations for those IDEA Awards. In fact, if I can just read them out, we have Mr. Pappas for the Impact Award, and these are just nominations, so we'll see what happens after the show. For the Impact 2 Award, or those who assist the Impact with the Impact Awards, is Jeff, Stephanie DeMayo, Chastity Steele, Adrian Rodriguez, Kim Wolanski, and Jeff Koss, we have him on here. The K-8 dedication is Stacy Rin, and the K-8 innovation is Dr. Joanna Leca. So congratulations for representing our school very well. Thank you very much. Good luck. Okay, so let's start with high school and intermediate.
Middle.
Yeah. Or intermediate.
And then, yeah, we'll just work our way down.
Okay. We're going backwards this time.
Going backwards as the age. So we are at the high school wrapping up, starting going towards the end of the school year. We are really excited for all of our upcoming events, such as the spring concert, which is happening right now. Prom is tomorrow. We have our senior breakfast and senior walk on Friday, June 2nd, and graduation on Saturday, June 3rd. Our long-awaited trip to Australia and New Zealand also takes place this June, so those students and staff members are getting really excited to go as well. We continue to celebrate our students' college acceptances, which include more than 120 total acceptances to over 50 different schools in 19 different states, and those can be seen. We have a display in our main lobby with all of the seniors and where they have decided to go. We have a few academic updates to share as we get towards the end of the school year. So with our current graduating senior class, the class of 2023, 42 out of 70 or 60% of them have completed at least one college level course. This school year in 2022-2023, we have 190 total enrollments within the 12 different college courses that we will offer between AP and dual enrollment. Our projected enrollments for next year increase as we are adding AP Chemistry, AP Pre-Calculus, and dual enrollment on Tech Lab. We are proud to say that OCHS has continued to have our 100% graduation rate every year. We are also excited to share that 46% of the students graduating in the class of 2023 have maintained a GPA of 3.5 or higher. And currently school-wide, we have over 95% plus of our students passing all of their classes for the 2022-2024 year. Moving over to our CTE updates, this year we embarked on an intensive plan to incorporate field trips and job shadowing into each of the CTE pathways. With the help of our CTE instructors and our work-based learning coordinator, Mr. Kelly, we had over 10 separate field trips, culminating in a field trip this week for our computer science students to the National Security Administration outside of Washington, D.C. Thank you to all of our teachers and to Mr. Kelly for coordinating all these great trips. And then we would also like to recognize our high school Project Lead the Way teachers and students. Addison was proud to announce that we were recognized as a 2022-2023 Project Lead the Way Distinguished School. We are one of 262 high schools across the United States to receive this honor, and one of only two in Delaware. It says that we provide broad access to transformative learning experiences for students through the computer science, engineering, and biomedical pathways. PLTW is a nonprofit organization that serves millions of pre-K to 12 students and teachers in more than 12,200 schools across the U.S. Addison participates in the biomedical science program at the high school level. Biomedical science introduces students to medicine and human body systems, as well as a wide array of biomedical science careers. Throughout the program, students take on the same real-world challenges as biomedical science professionals, preparing them for careers in health and medical related fields. Congratulations to our PLTW instructors, Ms. Kristen Brown and Ms. Megan Masterson, along with all of our biomedical science students. Questions for the high school?
Anyone have any questions?
All right, middle school upcoming activities. Eighth grade finals will take place on May 22nd through the 24th. We are having our first ever athletics award ceremony for middle school athletes on 5/23. We have field days that will take place on May 25th and 26th. The eighth grade end of year trips on May 30th to Hershey Park. Sixth and seventh grade end of year trips will take place on June 1st and 2nd to Urban Air. Seventh and eighth grade finals will take place June 5th through the 7th, and graduation is June 6th. I think I did forget to put eighth grade formal is this Friday. If you're looking to see something fun, please come. So as you see, we are very, very busy in the middle school. As far as academic updates, we began a new intervention this year for just our tier two RTI students. We have math and reading interventions. We always had an intervention class, but this is the first year that we are using a new platform, which is called iReady. In math, sixth grade demonstrated that 61% of students reached their growth goal. The way this works is, in the beginning, it's a semester-long course taken every other day. Students take a diagnostic in the beginning of that course and another at the end of that course. In their diagnostic, it notices their weaknesses and it sets up goals for them. So in sixth grade, 61% of students reach their growth goal. In seventh grade, 100% of students reach their growth goal. And in eighth grade, 79% of students reach their growth goal in math. In reading, sixth grade, we had 63.5% of students reach their growth goal. Seventh grade demonstrated 57% of students reached their growth goal, and in eighth grade, 83.5% of students reached their growth goal. This was the first year that we piloted the program. The teachers love it. They're very happy with this program and the data that it provides them. So we are moving forward to have that program for every student in the middle school next year. We have every other day, we have recess, and then we have homeroom. This program will be provided not only as an intervention, but as a supplement to all students during homeroom in both reading and math. Any questions for middle school?
There's some impressive numbers.
Thank you.
So this is the first year that you're using the iReady, so this is what they anticipate the improvements to be.
No, that's the percentage of students who actually reach their goals. So
100%
in seventh grade.
I wonder what the diversity is.
It was probably less students, but
Anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I just had, so first of all, congrats. It's an awesome program, it sounds like, and really encouraging for the initial results. I'm wondering, like, as you look at this year and think about next year, what are you kind of hoping? Obviously, 100% is amazing and probably not realistic in every grade and every year, but how do you, like, what are you kind of hoping for in terms of your benchmark of percent of students that reach their goal in math and reading going forward?
I am hoping 100% because of the fact that the goals are specified to the student. It is not a bar that they cannot reach. The growth goals are set to be attainable.
Got it. So I'm just I want to just make sure I understand it. So if you think about like this year in, hold on, I'm looking at my notes, in like eighth grade reading, I think you said 83.5, which is really great. Are we thinking for next year of let's look at who didn't reach it and what their kind of items to have reached it were, and how, and like, what do we do to propel that forward next year? How do you think about like what
Absolutely.
We would
so
do?
The one, and forgive me, the one thing I should have mentioned was these were the first semester goals. Students who did not reach their goal were kept in RTI. We just don't have the data for the second semester yet. They haven't taken their final diagnostic.
Oh, cool. So it'll be really interesting to see it. This is great. I mean, it sounds like a really good program. Thank you.
Thank you.
I assume it's like grading as far as hitting the goals. Many people hit the goal. Some people don't. Some people exceeded. Was it bell curvy? Like,
no, it's a report that's automatically generated.
No, those who didn't hit their goals. Did they just miss them? Was it close to?
It will tell you. So I didn't get that data yet, but yes. And what happens is whenever the goal is set as they don't attain it, the actual program goes back and gives them other opportunities to do it. And plus it provides the teachers reports with what needs to be retaught.
So it's adaptive as well as reported.
Yes, absolutely. Nice.
Awesome.
Any other questions for Adrian?
No, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Cowan.
Here's my laptop.
Old school, I love it.
I just printed it all. So. Okay, so the intermediate school music teacher, Ms. Lorenz, has now advertised the two spring concert dates, May 30th and the 31st. And she has three cohorts on the 30th, and then she has the other cohorts on the 31st. It will be outdoors. They've been practicing. I've been in her classroom numerous times throughout the weeks and the days, and they're really sounding great. The students, seems like every week they're getting more and more vocally into songs that they're practicing, and this will be being advertised to the parents and the community to come out and see them. So really excited about that. We have our PBS OWL cash out rewards that started on April 18th and it ends the 27th of May. Just kind of trying to, you know, regroup a lot of the students and keep them motivated through the rest of the year, finishing strong and so forth. And we've already this past Friday cashed out a lot of the classrooms for their rewards that they've earned as a whole class and so forth, which is really nice. And we're looking at a whole new PBS. Well, it's not new, but Ms. Mervine and I have been really collaborating. But what we've experienced at other schools, we're going to then bring forward in the IS next year to be really good. So it'll be really good. We're working on right now the graduation framework for fifth grade on the 6th of June at McCain High School. And so we're getting our tickets published and we're communicating out to the parents. We've already done that many times and we'll continue. And we're really looking at just the whole agenda and, you know, working it all in, given that the time for graduation this year is much less in minutes than it was last year. So we're making our adjustments and it will be fine. It'll be fine. We have also fourth grade and third grade end of year awards, and we've already set those times up and they're going to be during the school day. So it'll be invite only through the parents. So they'll come to their students. It'll be two cohorts of four in third and fourth grades, and they'll have many little award assemblies and the teachers will present the awards and the parents will be there. you know, it'll be a nice end of year celebration for those third and fourth graders and so forth. As far as little academic updates, the IS is in the process, like middle school and so forth. We are still in the process of doing our end of year STAR math and reading tests for grades 3, 4, and 5. We're also still in the process of completing Smarter Balance in reading and math for 3, 4, and 5. And for DESA 4th grade social studies and DESA 5th grade science, we're still in the process of completing all of that testing. They've been working on basically makeups and then absences the past 2 days. And then I'm confident, hopefully by middle of next week, we will have all of our students that are enrolled completely finished with the state end of year testing and so forth. But just a quick snapshot for the data I can share out for STAR in ELA. Third grade from the fall beginning of the year diagnostic scores to the winter scores, we increased proficiency in third grade and reading by 12%. So I'm confident that that trend will continue when they're end of year that they're in the process of taking. As far as math in third grade, fall, and then comparing to winter proficiency for third grade, there was an increase of 3% of meeting proficiency. In fourth grade, for our reading from fall to winter, there was a 5% increase in reading proficiency. Fourth grade in math from fall to winter in fourth grade, there was a 4% increase in proficiency. In fifth grade for fall to winter, in reading proficiency, there was a 3% increase. And in fall to winter for math for fifth grade, that we saw a decrease of 1%. But I do believe that the proficiencies decreased more in winter than what was demonstrated in the fall baseline scores. And I think that a lot of that is attributed to the fact that they lost, you know, a good third of November from instruction, because we had winter, we had Thanksgiving and so forth. We had conferences and whatnot. And December, as we all know, I mean, that month is 50% of it is a wash. So this was all done in January. So I think they were kind of coming off that winter break. You know, they pretty much had 3.5-4 weeks in 2 months of non-school weeks. So I'm confident that the trend will demonstrate that the increase in proficiency in reading and math for third, fourth, and fifth at the end of year STAR diagnostic test will show, hopefully, some nice proficiency moves to benchmark to at grade level. Yes.
When do you usually get those results to be able to compare them?
So the STAR, as soon as they're done, we'll be able to run those reports, we'll generate them, I mean, as quickly as we log into STAR and so forth. But as far as SMARTER and DESA, Science Associated, that it's the state takes a while to release those, because the thing about the SMARTER is you have, it's two parts. You have the CAT, which is all the multiple choice. Then you have the PT, the performance task. So that the CAT part is graded electronically, but then the PT has to be graded. I mean, they actually go through the performance tasks and there's rubrics and there are individuals that do that. So that can take up until, like, I mean, they a lot of times don't release those scores until middle of summer, you know, for smarter balance. So, you know, we're just, you know, we're finishing up all the state testing. And as soon as the data is released, you know, we will share it out. Sure. Any questions for Mr. Campbell?
Do we have anything from last year to compare to, or not really?
I mean, we can. The thing is, the cohorts are different. So for example, you know, and then you look at where, say, the second grade class was last year versus the second grade class was last year. And when you think about it, the second grade class last year, that was the third grade class, it was like their first year in, you know, yeah, back to normal schooling. I mean, they had 2 years of remote and being locked down. So I think it's from looking at comparing, you know, 1 year to another, I think that makes it very challenging, because we came from uncharted times where, right, I mean, the students literally lost 2 years of education. They lost 2 years of social development. So, you know, it's basically comparing like apples to oranges. You know, it really is. Right. I think what we do is we compare this year, then moving forward, this is our baseline year because we truly are back to normal. You know, our world is basically back to normal and, you know, our academic year is normal and so forth. And then this is our baseline year. And then we move forward compared next year, you know, the third grade to what this, you know, and so forth.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking at doing as far as moving forward.
Completely fair. Yep.
Okay, great.
Any other questions for Mr. Cohen? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
So I will just start with kind of some lower school general updates, but I actually have a link in here to like a separate document, the academic and behavior data to share. First, I'd like to congratulate Melanie Kaler. She is the teacher of the year for Odyssey, and she is the first grade immersion English partner teacher. So I want to congratulate her and thank her for representing the lower school. And it's a great acknowledgement. I also want to thank all families that send in gifts for staff appreciation. We did some extra things also for our food service and buses as well at the lower school. Everybody got some acknowledgements, and we appreciate families as well. So thank you so much. We had a Ned show that was hosted by Jackie Wolf, brought to the school by Jackie Wolf. The Ned show is a performance that ties into students' social and emotional development and builds perseverance. And there's like a yo-yo sale that goes along with it. The kids really enjoyed that. And I want to thank all the families who bought yo-yos. We did run out of certain ones, and they are on order, and we will fill those orders as soon as they get in. We have a field day on the 23rd, the rain date, the next day, the 24th. And there has been a volunteer survey sent out in the parent communication. We'll send it out again in tomorrow's parent communication, but we might also blackboard it in a separate blast. We appreciate any parents who can come volunteer for a field day. Again, it's a lot of fun outdoors, but the more people can have running fun activities, the better. We have our end of year testing in full swing. So I too have data that really compares the beginning of the year to the middle of the year, which as Mr. Cohen said, it occurred in January after a bit of a break, but we still saw some good trends, and now the end of year data will be coming out soon, but we've tested completed very few classes. We'll use that data to decide how we're going to make adjustments to our RTI program and how we're going to support the students for intervention. Our incoming kindergartners for the next school year are coming to campus to do dial testing, which is like a general developmental diagnostics that we have a little idea about where they're coming from in terms of their problem solving skills, some of their gross motor, fine motor, stuff like that. And we're getting to meet the families, which is nice. And the kindergarten teachers are actually assisting with that testing. So they're getting to meet not necessarily their student, but the cohort coming in. So we're putting some faith to the new building that'll be in. For student behavior, I do have a little bit of behavior data in my academic updates too to share. But we did start implementing like a PS party reward system for students as an incentive. We did one food stamps party after the spring break for students following like two key rules that we were trying to enforce at the lower school. And we are planning on having a second one at the end of May. And this one, the students will be able to like vote and pick songs that we'll be playing and possibly like have like a games and a raffle to come up and like do a dance for everyone. Yeah, so we're trying to make it more and more fun and have students really be rewarded for always doing the right thing, find other ways to support the ones who are struggling. Our last Owl of the Month ceremony, which again is that character trait development thing that students earn by their teachers, is on the 22nd of May in the morning, 10 to 11, I think, in the cafeteria. If your student won an award for this last 3 months, you will receive an email inviting you to come join that ceremony. And again, not every student wins this, but over the course of the K-2 time in the lower school, they have the opportunity to win a certain number of kids every month. For parent engagement, I just want to thank everybody who came out to the academic fair and art fair. And then on June 6th, and around June 6th, the second grade teachers are going to be planning like their step up day where they go to the intermediate school and students get to meet teachers, see the building, and start to learn about the program there. first grade and second grade teachers will be also sending out personal invitations to end of year celebrations with their families. So everybody will be celebrating the end of this year with their teachers on school grounds. Of course, the kindergarten has the most formal graduation. We do have that information in the parent communication, but we'll be sending that in a separate blast as well. We're finalizing a couple things about seating, and that should be out Friday or Monday. We'll be sending that together. For kindergarten parents, cap and gowns have been already ordered. We have them. They will be sent home with students either on the 1st or 2nd of June, right before the graduation. And if we are going to use tickets, I'm not sure if we will actually use formal tickets or just a count, but those will be sent home as well on that date. And I do have a request for out-of-state travel. Does that come later?
No.
Yeah, you can say it's at the
So it's actually like tomorrow. So okay. I apologize.
Yeah, I had that. Yeah.
We found out last minute that one of our classes, Ms. Wolf's class, had won a contest to go to the Philadelphia Museum. And it is tomorrow. I did think that was a fair one. So first of all, I congratulate her class on their submission to the Unless concert and the Unless contest. And they will be going tomorrow to that. We'll be Ms. Wolf will be coaching a different teacher every year and possibly grade team members to apply for this in this contest, because it is actually kind of a cumbersome process. So we'll be spreading it to other grade levels as well, drinkers, and hopefully we'll have other wins. Sarah Jones. Academic updates. So I have STAR data as well from beginning to middle of the year. We use STAR for in first grade only for math, and in second grade for math and reading. We're using DIBELS right now in kindergarten. It's a bit of a more cumbersome test, and we are going to be moving to the iReady system as well, next year that Adrian spoke about. And so we have some discrepancies with that data we'll be working through, and I can present that stuff later for the end of the year. But I think that our iReady is going to really, really support, first of all, having more frequent testing and having aligned resources for what students need to work on, which is great, just like Adrian said. For our STAR that we have completed now, we have everybody moving in the right direction. So we have, it kind of splits kids into at or above grade level or in three different levels of intervention. So we want the intervention groups to be reducing numbers and the at or above to increase. So in first grade, we did see an increase in students in the above grade level. Six students increased into the proficient group, and 8 students reduced from all of the intervention groups together. And that was just to the middle of the year. And again, January is not the best time to test, so I do think the trends are not better at the end of the testing. For second grade in reading, we saw the same at or above. We increased by 21 students and reduced the intervention groups, the total number of students in those groups by 18. And then in math, we had a 6 student reduction in intervention groups and 8 students on proficient level. And that's just September to January. So not even a lot of time of instruction, everything break there. So the most, I think, promising data that I have that kind of goes to how we're going to be, improving things even more moving forward has to do with the impact of curriculum that we're piloting. So I did disaggregate the data about STAR reading growth in second grade based on students who were piloting a new curriculum that we had for ELA and students who were not. And this data is also informing us that we are definitely going to be moving forward with this curriculum throughout the second grade. So out of all of the second grade students, 201 students, 108 of them, about half the classrooms are using the Amplify curriculum, which is a curriculum that is, research-based, site-supported. And those students in the Amplified group saw 17% increase in students in the proficiency level group from September to January, and a 16% increase in intervention groups overall, as compared to the non-Amplified students, which is 93 students out of 201 students. There was a 3% increase in the out of that new proficient level, and a 1% increase in the intervention group. So I think by second grade, we're really seeing that a lot of those students, again, were quite impacted by the pandemic, and there's a big gap here. We're really starting to at a high level. It's critical that we have a great curriculum that addresses not only the higher level work going on with reading and fluency and things like that, but also some of the things they missed, like their phonics curriculum, because they weren't in school. Amplify does a wonderful job of addressing both of those, which is one of the reasons we chose it. And it does have, you know, programs K to two. So we will be rolling it out in the whole school. We have been piloting it across all the grades. We've seen somewhat positive results. So next year, between having that common curriculum that has shown us really great results in getting kids to proficiency level, regardless of the gap, and having iReady available for us to progress monitoring and really targeting specific skills and having the resources to then make those more accessible, I think that we're going to see great gains. And hopefully also, it's been abnormal for a bit now, and they start to settle down as well. And kids coming in had a more similar experience, pre-K and things like that, last couple years.
It'll be interesting to see your data next year on how the kids this year have improved.
After a couple years.
After the couple years that we had.
And I should say about benchmark as well, about STAR, I'm sorry. It tests students, separates them into at grade level or not. The score that it uses to decide whether they're at grade level or not increases throughout the year, because like an incoming second grader should know this much stuff, but an outgoing second grader should know more. So when we say that, you know, 17% more have now reached benchmark, it's not just that 17% more are now scoring a 200, it's that 17% more are now like not only scoring a 200, but even scoring the higher bar that's set now for the middle of the year. So it's a moving target and we're still increasing. So
you've seen a gradual increase in development of the.
So this isn't longitudinal. This isn't these students over time. This is just beginning of the year to middle of the year.
Right. For this year.
Yes.
Considering a couple of years like that.
Yeah. They are still, I mean, they're more and more, we're pushing them into the at proficiency level or above proficiency level and out of deficits. When it comes to behavior, I can just say, you know, we were trending up for quite a while. We are trending back down. March to April, we went from 39 to 19 FYIs, 27 to 20 referrals. So I think we're starting to get back. You know, I think our incentive party is slightly helping. I think that we are, you know, we're all over close to the classroom and having really clear guidelines to students. And we're going to start the year off very strong with that next year. A lot of practice, a lot of reinforcement, a lot of very early connections with families that needed it for student problems. A lot of planning going on.
That's all that.
Every year has been so different since I've been in this role, new building, COVID, not COVID. So it's, you know, been a learning process. But this year we finally had, you know, have things as much back to normal as I've seen.
Yeah. Anyone have any questions? Any questions?
Thank you very much, Sula.
And do we have to vote to approve that the travel?
Yes, we're going to vote on that. I wanted to make sure there was no other.
We'll approve it. You don't have to stay.
Well, someone's already felt so bad.
No, that's awesome.
Happens in a short of time. Who do we have? Let's see. Now, I saw Mr. Pappas and Jeff are on. Dr. Ioanna, we will get to the Greek program report, but since I know Jeff and Mr. Pappas are off location, I don't know if this is a good time for you all to jump in.
Yes, this is a good time to jump in. We also have Dr. DeMeo here with us as well.
Hi.
Hello. So
she's going to jump in as well. She has some data to report and in her section. But if you want to take me all the way, I don't know who's controlling the scroller here. If we want to start here with maybe a financial update, and then I'll kind of go up to my, I only have a couple sentences. So sure. Jeff's jumping in.
Good evening, everyone. I had sent Ken and Anna Maria the web report, but I can just read through it. I believe everyone on the board has a copy as well to reference. But the monthly report for this month represents the period ending April 30th, 2023, which represents 10 months or 83% of the fiscal year. The final budgeted revenues are $43.1 million, as previously discussed. Revenues collected to date are $42.7 million, which represents 99% of the total budgeted revenues for the year. No unusual revenues received during April. The final budget on the expense side is $35.7 million. Expenses to date are $28.9 million, which represents 81.2% of the budget. So right where we would expect to be at this time of the fiscal year. Some other notes, interest income funds have been received in the local district transfers, of which was not really previously budgeted, so that's been a nice surprise. The annual appeal and the athletics golf outing fundraisers are underway and really going really well. The athletics golf outing, I believe, is one or two foursomes for being completely sold out. So thanks for everyone for their support on that event. The receivables accrued during March for rent and transportation income were partially received in April, and the rest are expected during May. The final allocations for the 2023 consolidated grant are expected in May, totaling approximately $63,000 across the various sections of that grant. The preliminary designs have been completed for building 23 elevator and entrance renovation. And to date, $1.43 million of expenses have been coded to federal funds out of the budgeted amount of $2.4 million. The projected cash on hand is $8.09 million, of which $7.12 million is unrestricted and $970,000 is restricted for the use of federal funds. Any questions on that?
Thank you, Jeff. Does anyone have any questions for Jeff? Any questions? Do I hear a...
I move we accept the web report as presented for April.
Second?
I'll second.
Thank you.
I don't know if now would be the best time to bring up the recommendation for moving forward for our debt and bond refinance and new money borrow, or if you wanted to wait for later for that. But
well, since you're giving your report, let us just all in favor of accepting the web report, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
I think she's not opposed. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Jeff. Yeah, you might as well just continue since you're on a roll.
Sure. So I had sent out to the board last week and again earlier this week, how things have been, quickly progressing with our financial consultant team of Bayard and Company and Peter Spahn, and the administration in looking at options that best, suit the school's current and future, capital plans. And, I think the recommendation at this point is to move forward with the EFF fund that we had previously discussed. At the time, I believe it was the March 29th board meeting, we kind of discussed the EFF in detail. At that point, at the term sheet we were provided only allowed the school to refinance its current debt with the remaining 20 years. And that kind of left us not as much wiggle room for what we want to do, knowing that our assets will have a useful life longer than 20 years anyways. So after negotiating with them, they agreed to stretch that out to the full 30 years and reduce some of the reserve requirements that our financial consultants took into consideration in a projection and provide an analysis versus for that option versus the minimum premium option from our current investors to allow us to refund our debt early with them. And the analytics support moving forward with EFF, as long as with some other intangible items that EFF provides as far as the compliance of the debt and you know, assistance they can provide via their connections with S&P for a credit rating and so on. So I think we're very excited about this term sheet, and obviously we continue to work towards you know, landing the plane on this, but the likely timeline, once we complete the full application, go through the credit rating, is likely to look for a closing in late August. So at that point, we'll have access to, again, depending on market conditions, potentially an additional 9.5 to 10 million of new capital funding at our same current, if not slightly lower, debt service annual payment.
As promised.
Anyone have any questions?
That's a huge development. I just want to congratulate the team. That's massive movement since last time.
Yeah, and it's been a total team effort in collaboration with the board of directors and our financial consultants and, you know, everyone that works for this school and builds towards this. You know, it's a really exciting time to be part of Odyssey.
Great job. Any other questions? So you want a recommendation to move forward with pursuing this?
Yes.
I move we pursue additional term sheet and finance work with EFF for our bond renewal.
Second?
Aye.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Great. Motion carried.
Jeff, does that give you what you need?
It does. I appreciate it very much. We're going to move forward the application process, and I'll update all the teams of this approval. And as more information comes, I will be sharing it with the board at large.
It's really exciting.
Thank you.
While you have me, we don't have any updates for the finance committee, and we didn't have a CBOC meeting this evening. That was postponed to the June meeting. And from the fundraising, I think I touched on a little bit. That's pretty much where we are. We are likely moving forward with the hiring of a fundraising coordinator at the end of this month. We're really excited about the future of that as well. So that's all for me. I'm going to sign off for the evening. If there's anything else you need, don't hesitate to reach out.
Talk 'em dead.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Pappas, you had a few words you wanted to share?
Yeah, just very quickly. First of all, yes, echoing Jeff's statements, this has been a very large process that we've gone through, and it is a testament to everybody who has helped the organization move forward across all stakeholders for us to be in a position like this now to make very, very powerful change for our community and the community at large that we serve. So thank you to everybody for your collaboration. We're really, really excited about where we're headed. In terms of a couple things, the parent council met yesterday for their last meeting. We're planning the June 1st barbecue and looking to recruit some new families. So if there are any parents who would like to join the parent council, please email me specifically or Ms. Bonet so that we can have you join our team. Our next meeting is in August for now. And we do have a new president, or our first president of the Parent Executive Council, and it is Stephanie Carini. So congratulations to Ms. Carini, who is the president of the Parent Advisory Council. In terms of the rest of the stuff, we have all of our graduations that we're planning for right now that we already know about. They've been posted. We will send specific invitations out now in these finalization pieces, probably in the next couple of days. Although the announcements have been made publicly on all social networks, and they're also going out on all of our platforms as well. So people are clear about when, where, Zoom links for family members and stuff like that. Thank you to Dino for getting that done ahead of time, nice and early, so that we have all of the stuff that we need to do well in that. You already heard the academic updates. We'll have a lot more data as the summer comes, right? Because that's when all of our data comes in. And then we'll start getting into our planning sessions to figure out what exact changes we have to make to improve data in the areas that they need improvement, and where do we need to double down on reinforcements. That's about it. I know that we had the deans do most of the talking for us today. So I think that's pretty much it from our lens.
And did Stephanie have anything she wanted to add?
She can quickly say a couple things. She's right here next to us.
Hi, everyone. Thank you. My glasses on. Craig Young, did you? There it is. So just real quickly, just so everyone knows, all of our EL testing has been completed. Once we receive the data back, we'll be able to report out on where our kiddos are in terms of growth with the WEDA scores. MTSS, we are completing our spring cycles and we are doing our benchmark assessments. I know that the lower school and Chassis Steel has been working tirelessly to make sure those get done. We also are assessing our new kiddos who are coming in kindergarten to see, you know, how we can place them next year and support them the best. we are going to be meeting with the deans and the CIA to really discuss what MTSS looks like next year for academics. For our summer program Learning Leap, we had a total of K to five, approximately 250 students in tier two and tier three who have been invited to our summer Learning Leap program. And that's from July, I believe, 11th to August 3rd. It's Monday through Thursday, 9 to 12:30. Busing will be provided at the summer hubs, and we are excited. Our coordinator is working tirelessly to make sure that everything is in place. Special education, we've worked at our high school, and I'm happy to say we have all of our spec ed kids scheduled for next year and in classes, which is wonderful. We worked with the intermediate school yesterday to really look at our spec ed kiddos and scheduled them based off needs. And then we'll be working with the lower school and middle school next to be doing that. Our summer program, the ESY, if students were qualified in their IEP, those will be going out soon. And then, you know, looking at, I don't have the data in front of me, but I can speak to it. If you guys have that, the data piece, when we look from K to five, I had to pull the fall and winter because they have not completed their spring STAR assessment. But in reviewing it, all students on average gained in each of our grades. And then, you can look at the column. There's a red, yellow, and green. We want to see more negatives in the red and more positives in the green. And it looks like we are starting to trend up that way. The same is for 6 to 8, except we did have the spring data. So we were able to analyze that and we saw the same trends as well.
Robin, I know you were having a problem when you were not fully staffed. Are you in a better position now to...
We are in a wonderful position. We are fully staffed. We actually are going to start hiring for next year with the additional students that we have who've come in with IEPs and those who have been evaluated this year. We also gain more units. So we are going to be hiring as well. And I do feel really strong that we'll have a really strong pool of candidates this year. But we are fully staffed as of March, possibly February. And then we also have had some additional para supports to support on some of the reading skills and interventions.
Any questions for Dr. DeMayo? Any questions? Wonderful. Thank you all. Go enjoy your program. And we have Dr. Likaku. You would like to give your report.
Kalispera, good evening from me. I hope everyone is ready for one more report. So last week we had the Greek program meeting and I presented there a report and Anna Maria asked me to present the report here again. So I have the same, but I added also some data for us and academic feedback. So before the data, I would like to start reflecting back from the beginning of the year, what happened in the Greek program this year. This year, it was a year that we expanded in first and fifth. So first grade has now four cohorts. And fifth grade has its first two cohorts. And it's the first time that we have honors students in fifth grade in the immersion program. This was a great joy, but it had also challenges. So we had to translate three curricula this year because for the fifth grade, we had the honors curriculum and the non-honors curriculum, fifth and sixth grade mathematics and the science. So it's a lot of work. It was a lot of work. And it's almost done. As for teachers, this year we welcomed many actually new teachers in the immersion program, five in total new to the immersion, and three of them were new to Odyssey as well. One of these teachers, as Dr. Davis said, Ms. Keller, was the teacher of the year for lower school and for the whole Odyssey, and we are very proud of her. She's the first grade immersion teacher. Also in the Greek program, we welcomed this year 5 new teachers from Greece, and three new full-time teachers to the Greek program. Another huge achievement was that we received the first state money for the program since our program was recognized officially as one of the immersion programs of the state of Delaware. This year also, we welcomed in our classes the Delaware governor and the Greek ambassador in the United States, one in the beginning of the year and the ambassador last month. So now it's time to give you some data. As everybody said, state testing is ongoing, so we are not done yet and we don't have all the data. I would like to give you some snapshots from different tests and in different grade levels to give you an idea. So I'm looking in the SBAC, the state testing. The scores that we have up to now is for the CAT portion. And in math, this is not a multiple choice, it's questions for math, assessing concepts and procedures. So for us, for the program, it was a big undertake to have fifth grade immersion honors and have students to be taught math of sixth grade in Greek. And we have the results for this cohort and we are extremely happy. So this fifth grade honor student scored 95% at or above grade level. So that's their proficiency level in a state test taken in English, of course, not in Greek. It's hard to compare this result with the same cohort last year, because last year we didn't have honors and non-honors. It was a group altogether. But I could say that last year, as a mixed group, they scored very high as well, but not that high. It was 77% as a mixed group, their highest score in math. I will need more time to dig into the data. The data enters the system because it's not everything there yet. I will report back with more elaborated data. I would like to give you also a snapshot from fourth grade, again from SBAC, again from math. So the group that we have this year, the fourth grade immersion group, this year performed overall in math 66.5% at or above grade level. And just to give you another data, the state percent at this today, as the data enters, is 39%. So the state is 39 and our cohort immersion is 66.5. And this cohort, I compared this cohort with their performance last year in SBAC, and we saw an increase in performance of 23%. So the same cohort last year to this year has a growth of 23% in math. In ELA, fourth grade again from SBAC, the results that we have up to now, it's amazing. Overall, 87% of our fourth grade immersion students are at or above grade level. And actually here, I want to give you the detail, 55% are above grade level and 31 are at grade level. While at the same time, the level state proficiency is 40%. With the data that there is in the system right now. In third grade, I will give you some data from STAR, the STAR test. Right now, our third grade this year, in spring now, scored 83% for math at or above grade level and 76% at or above in ELA, with only 3 students in intervention. In lower school is a testing week. So all cohorts are testing right now. in the immersion program. I can share just a few snapshots I will take from first grade immersion. One cohort, the other cohort hasn't taken the test yet. This one cohort scored 87% at our above grade level in first grade math for STAR. As for the Greek language, so for the Greek program, not only for the immersion program, but for the Greek program as a whole, I don't have data yet because we haven't given the post-test that we have as a department that are based on ACTAFEL standards. We are always wait for the state testing to be finished and then we give our own tests. So I will have data towards the end of the month. So let's say this is the end of this year and we are looking as a program at next year. Next year we have a milestone coming, the first year that the immersion hits middle school. We will have our first cohort in middle school, which is huge. And it's going to be the first year that lower school will be half immersion and half less because we will have the expansion in second grade. So next year, most likely, we will have four cohorts FLES and four cohorts immersion throughout the lower school, K through two. I would like to share here another success that we had as a Greek program, and not only as a Greek program, as a school, that's an Odyssey success. We succeeded just 2 weeks ago to open a new path to visas for our teachers from Greece. As you know, many of our Greek language teachers come from Greece, and up to now we had only one option for them to use J1 visas. And J1 has very strict limitations for our teachers. So now Homeland Security, just 10 days ago, has recognized Odyssey as an entity that is officially affiliated with the University of Delaware. And therefore we managed to add one more visa option for our teachers from Greece. And that offers different privileges for our teachers. So now we have two options for our teachers, and this new visa, the H-1B visa, has some privileges, like we don't have to wait for the whole year in May to apply for our teachers. If we need somebody in the middle of the year, we can apply in the middle of the year and have a teacher here, most likely in a couple of months. So this is a really game changer for the Greek program and for our school. Finally, I would like just to say that we started our collaboration with the Socrates Academy from North Carolina. And we will continue next year, of course. Now it's our time to visit, but we will do it in the fall. We need time to prepare this visit. We started, and we are very proud of it, a collaboration with the Biden School from the University of Delaware. And we have planned also to continue this collaboration next year. And of course, we continued our collaboration with the American Farm School in Thessaloniki and the Pierce College of Athens. And of course, Harvard and their summer program in AFPLIO. So we wait to hear back from Harvard, who is going to be the student who this year will visit NAFPLIO and Athens in Greece with one chaperone from high school and participate in the 3-week program, Harvard program in Greece. That's all. Thank you for your time and for listening.
Bravo, these are some pretty astounding credentials that you've just given us, some pretty astounding data. Does anyone have any questions for Dr. Ioana?
I don't have a question. I'm not sure if you mentioned this, Dr. Ioana. If you did, I apologize. But we have another record this year of students who are going to take Ellinomathia exams next week at the fifth grade level. I counted 25 students, right?
Yes.
Wow.
That's right. Because it's the first, thank you, Eva. No, I haven't mentioned that. It's the first time that our immersion students, many of them, not all of them, but many of them will take their first Ellinomathia exam.
And not only, and there are some non-emergent. Yes, of course, not only. We always have students mm-hmm. from fifth grade class.
Okay. That's outstanding. Thank you both. Anyone have any other questions? Okay, great. Good way to end the reports. We have some out-of-state travel to approve.
We approve the out-of-state travel for retroactively for May 10th for the Advocacy Day for the National Charter School Network. Melissa Tracy got to go to Washington, D.C. As a past recipient of the award at the award ceremony. And then May 18th, Mrs. Wolf kindergarten class won a trip to the Philadelphia Zoo on the 18th through a contest. So congratulations to them. We certainly want them to go.
Do I hear a second to that?
A second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Thanks.
Any opposed? Motion carried. You get to go on your trip. Or they get to go on their trip.
That's awesome.
Wonderful. Okay, some committee reports. CBOC did not meet. DE&I, have you had a meeting? I mean, I know we're pretty much winding up the year. I don't think there's a lot going on. No. Greek program, we heard from finance, fundraising and development, accountability. I don't think there's anything happening with that. Safety and security, Evan isn't here, but I'm sure hopefully we are all safe and secure. We got rid of our little roundabout, so it's a little easier. Strategic planning.
On the safety and security, they got a draft proposal for the elevators.
Oh, so great.
Actually making some progress there.
Great. We'll be moving on up. Strategic planning, Elias, is there, I don't think there's any update on that either. Correct. PTO, don't know. They just had their book fair, which I think was pretty successful, or still is ongoing, right?
Yeah, the three books, I did just the first time I was the books that I was kind of very
much. Sweet. Great. Okay, is the good of the school? Anyone have anything for good of the school? If I can just say, you know, good luck to all those who at the IDEA Awards. Congratulations to Ms. Calla for Teacher of the Year for Odyssey. And congratulations to Melissa Tracy, who I think was in Florida on the float, and she won another award for through the state. So thank you all for doing all that you continue to do to show what outstanding teachers we have at Odyssey. Thank you all. If there's nothing else, we will go into an executive session. We do have a few things to bring up, and then we will adjourn. So.
Yeah, stop sharing.
Do I have a motion?
Yeah, we move to executive session.
Thank you. And do I hear a second?
Yep,
you.
I'll second.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, breakout room.
All in favor?
Yep.
We're already here.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, we're back in session. There were no decisions made in executive session. Is there any other business? Any other business? Any other business? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I move we adjourn the meeting.
Thank you all for attending.
Wait.
Oh, yeah, I'll second.
Second, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you all for attending.
Bye, everyone.
Have a lovely evening. Bye.
Bye.